Nolte, American Heroes Troll NBC's Climate Confessions Site. By John Nolte on September 19, 2019. The far-left NBC News launched a climate confession site where eco-hypocrites can go to confess their carbon sins. Thankfully, there are still enough Americans left in America to treat this nonsense with the contempt it deserves. Here are my personal favorites with some minor punctuation edits where necessary. I eat meat every day. And won't stop, because it's good. I run my AC 24/7. I'm not going to sweat to appease this climate religion. I like my house to be 85 in the winter and 55 in the summer. Deal with it, hippies. I solve global warming by turning the AC way down and leaving the windows open. I drive an F-350 45 miles to work each day alone. Where I live, it is currently 98°F with 71% humidity. Sorry, but you can have my AC when you pry it from my cold dead hands. Being scared of the dark comes with energy use consequences. K-cups. They are just too easy to use. I'd use a reusable mug, however. I just don't care about any of it. I change my own oil in my car and dump the old oil down the storm drain. I also throw my old car batteries in the ocean. I'm not having a kid, so I'll use as many straws as I reasonably need. I don't do anything for the environment. I don't care. I love plastic straws and I cannot lie. As many as I can get, before I die. Suck straight soda with apple pie. Yes sir, I'm the guy. As you can see, not all heroes wear capes. Even the fools who took this seriously, who confessed. All of them combined do not generate half the carbon and waste the massive NBC News does in an afternoon. And don't ever forget that NBC News does not believe in climate change. If NBC did believe in climate change, it would vacate Rockefeller Center, which is where its headquarters are located in Manhattan. According to the media, climate change was supposed to put the island of Manhattan underwater in 2015. At least that's what they told us as they all remained in Manhattan even as the deadline approached. So if NBC News doesn't believe in any of this, why should we? It's all a hoax. President Obama just spent $15 million to buy property on the coast. It's all a hoax. Why do we recycle when everything's eventually going to end up in the ground anyway? It's all a hoax. 90% of the plastic waste comes from Asia and Africa. It's all a hoax. Hey, don't litter, be kind to animals, but other than that, there's nothing wrong with eating some cheeseburgers in front of your 80-inch plasma TV while enjoying that 70-degree air conditioning and drinking a strawberry Yoo-hoo out of a plastic bottle with a plastic straw. Don't let these contemptible hypocrites and liars guilt you using fake science. They're all hoaxes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.